Well, as Seth was just telling us, many people are already vacationing, but if you're like me, you're still daydreaming about your next trip outside the living room. And maybe you're wondering, is it possible to do it safely, or am I even allowed to go where I want to? Elizabeth Blount McCormick is here to answer your travel questions. She is the president of Uniglobe Travel Designers. It's a woman-owned full-service travel company, and she's on Skype. Elizabeth, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Glad to have you. And look, we need to get this elephant in the room out of the way right away. The CDC still says we should avoid travel unless absolutely necessary, even if we're fully vaccinated. So what are you telling people about whether they should be traveling or not?
There are a couple things you have to consider. Is everyone in your immediate bubble, are they vaccinated, or are they immunocompromised? So what I'm saying to people is that there are so many resorts, in the U.S. and then obviously, in the Caribbean and Mexico, where they're actually conducting COVID testing on site. You have to take a COVID test and provide a negative result before you travel and fly to many places. And so what we've been doing is just, of course, when people reach out to us, is checking with these resorts, checking with the locations to really understand what would the experience look like so the client will feel comfortable.
So it is a risk, we'll say that, but
right?
People are doing it anyways. And so tell me, what has 2021 been like so far for you? I had mentioned earlier the number of airport screenings TSA is doing are way up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we, are a full service company, as you mentioned. And so we have corporate clients and then obviously the leisure vacation clients. And so I will tell you that on both ends, we're seeing an increase. We are seeing people that actually book travel for spring break that are still trying to book travel for spring break. Mm. We've received requests for villas where you could have a chef coming in a cleaning company, but where they are just, again, with their immediate family.
And where are people going? In other words, are the circumstances changing their calculations?
Well, it's interesting because, to be honest with you, we have not had many people ask about Europe. We did have a client last week that we booked their family of five to Greece. And then we've got clients that are looking at going to the West Coast. And we're also continuing to see requests for the Caribbean, for Costa Rica. And then, of course, I mentioned a lot of these locations have testing happening on site, so people feel more at ease because they know that there are strict protocols that are in place.
You said Greece, and I didn't hear anything you said after that because I'm just salivating. That's the one. That's the one I've been daydreaming about for so long, for so long.
The one thing I wanted to mention just quickly about Greece is that they're opening up the borders to people that have been vaccinated.
Well, it brings me to my next question, because before we got you on the line, we asked our listeners what kind of things they were wondering about in terms of travel, and we're going to go through a few of those now. Shantanu Gujar of Cary, North Carolina, wants to know if he needs to be fully vaccinated if he wants to travel outside of the United States, or would he just need to get a COVID test done. What would you tell him? I mean, it sounds like you're saying it kind of depends on where you want to go.
Yes. And I say to people, like, I would check if you're trying to travel internationally, you need to check with the State Department because things are changing on a case by case and day by day basis. I'd also just suggest consulting with a travel advisor because, we have access to all those relationships where we can physically call somebody at the resort, talk to someone. Is this open? What does it look like? But again, do not book any international travel until you read the COVID policy.
Countries like Israel have been rolling out vaccine passports. Those would allow vaccinated people to go to restaurants, gyms, malls, or to travel. From your perspective, are we going to be seeing more of those? Is that a good policy?
I think it is. Yes. For us to heal as a global society, we're going to all have to, I think we owe it to each other, to protect ourselves and protect each other.
We got another question from a listener in Boston, Patricia, who says she wants to know how to protect herself at airports and on flights, and if there is a time of day when flights are generally less crowded.
Okay. So, obviously socially distancing is still in place and wearing a mask and staying 6 feet apart at an airport, but also checking with the airline. There might be other testing documents that are required. So far, the only airline in the U.S. that is still extending the middle seat being blocked is Delta. So we have a number of clients that are confident and they feel better by flying Delta because they know they're still adhering to blocking the middle seat and not overbooking flights.
Does that concern you? I mean, I haven't been on an airplane in a year, mm-hmm. And the middle seat is terrible, even without a pandemic. But I would not feel comfortable in a middle seat. What do you think?
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I mean, I'm glad that they continue to block that. But the other question I just wanted to address, you were asking, like, when is there a time of day when flights are less crowded? And that's early afternoon. You want to fly out early in the morning, right? If you're going on vacation or to get somewhere, leaving that 6, 7, 8 o'clock time. But that early afternoon is where flights are less crowded and you won't find that many people at the airport.
Good to know. What about prices? What are they like right now? And will they start to shoot up again after all this stimulus money gets injected to the economy? And as people get vaccinated, demand for travel starts to pick up again.
I think as more schedules are added, the airlines have to make money. So I wouldn't expect people to think that we're going to pay $60 for a flight down to Miami. I don't see it happening because of supply and demand. And and same thing with hotels. But I would not predict that prices are going to be so low. Not at all.
All right. Well, we got to say, again, the CDC is warning against travel, even for fully vaccinated people. We do know that people get sick with COVID when they leave home. It is a risk. But the numbers are clear. People are leaving, whether they should or not. Elizabeth Blount McCormick, president of Uniglobe Travel Designers, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you again. I appreciate it.